This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey, everybody. This is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast. Have you ever stared at a blank screen, feeling the pressure to create original content while your competitors seem to just publish effortlessly? Well, you're not alone. Everyone gets writer's block. They need a muse. And here's the thing. A lot of business owners feel overwhelmed by content creation demands. All right. But what if I told you that the most influential people in your industry probably aren't creating everything from scratch? I'm sure you know that. They're curating. All right. And with AI tools, you can do it better. So why does this matter? Content curation isn't just sharing random articles. It's strategically collecting, organizing, and presenting valuable information that positions you as a trusted guide in your field. So when you curate effectively, you build authority without having to be the original source of every insight. So for side hustlers and small business owners, this is a game changing, I should probably say transformative, okay? Because your time is limited. You can't create 10 hours of original content weekly, but you can become the filter that helps your audience find the gold among the noise. So AI curation tools now make this process faster and more personalized than ever before, allowing you to focus on adding your unique perspective rather than hunting for content. Okay, so here are three key takeaways that are going to help you do this. Number one, use AI-powered content discovery. Stop spending hours searching for relevant content. There are many, many AI tools that are going to help you identify trending topics in your niche. So just set up specific parameters based on your audience's interests, and then let AI bring you the most relevant content directly to you. Then spend your valuable time going through and reviewing and adding your unique perspective. Number two, create theme-based collections. So instead of random sharing, organize curated content into themed collections. For example, Monday Marketing Insights or Financial Freedom Fridays. AI tools are going to help you categorize content automatically. And this creates consistent experiences for your audience and establishes you as a go-to source for specific topics. And number three, add your unique commentary. Make it you. So the difference between simple sharing and powerful curation is your perspective. AI tools are going to help redefine your commentary, but the insights must be yours. So for each time you share a piece of information, add two or three sentences explaining why it matters to your specific audience and how they can apply it. So this transforms curation from content sharing to relationship building. Now, how do you market you first and make this personal? Your content curation strategy must reflect your personal brand's unique angle. So if you're a fitness coach focusing on busy parents, your AI curation tool should prioritize quick workouts and family nutrition. A financial advisor targeting young professionals might curate content about early investing and debt management. The key is consistency in your theme and voice. So when you're setting up your AI curation tools, input your specific expertise areas and audience pain points. And this is going to ensure the content you create reinforces your personal brand rather than diluting it. So remember, the goal isn't to share everything. It's to share exactly what makes your audience say, "This person gets me." Okay, so here's your call to action today. Take 15 minutes and set up an AI-powered content feed, and then do this. Choose three specific topics that directly relate to your expertise and then set alerts for new content. So tomorrow morning, select one piece that resonates with you, add your unique perspective in 2 to 3 sentences, and then share it with your audience. This simple habit is going to transform how you connect with potential clients. So if you found any of this today helpful, please remember to like, share, comment, and subscribe. When you're done listening to the podcast, head over to WesWyatt.com, scroll down to where you can put in your name and your email address, and get on our insider emails. I'll provide you with all the tips, tricks, and nuggets I find. If you have questions, you can go to the bottom right of WesWyatt.com. Click on that little thought bubble. That is my chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I will get back to you very promptly. And then last but not least, visit WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this and all podcasts, posts, and info I provide. Thank you so much for being part of another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until I talk to you next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day. We'll be right back.